Giger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy, your ever faithful host. I don't cheat on you with other podcasts. I don't host other podcasts. Joining me this week, can you make a guess? It's Lady Giggles.
Yay!
And Jazz Chicken. The ever...
Excuse me.
Lady Giggles has a bit of a tickle in her throat.
Yep, just a bit.
And JS Chicken has a face, so
I do.
It's all good.
You know that because you can see a nose.
Wow!
But they can't at home. So we could just be pretending that you have a face.
Exactly. Now that you know I've got a nose, you know
that's
it's
one
my face.
Half of the battle days, isn't it?
Well, that's the radio.
It's not the other end.
Yeah. It's, just to be clear, he doesn't have a butt face. I mean, in case you were wondering,
I don't talk with a lisp.
Yeah, well...
A farty lisp.
Sometimes. So, this week, we've got a special thing. Not a special thing. We're playing a game. And you've suggested this game, Jazz Chicken. So would you like to explain the rules? Or I can. I know the rules.
Well, it's basically... I don't know if you listeners have ever watched Would I Lie to You? It's basically the same concept of the TV show... where there's a panel of celebrity stand-up comedians. Basically, one they'll take it in turns. One side will give a statement, and then the other side will ask questions or have a discussion, which normally means that they rip the piss out of each other and basically try to trip them up to try and see if they're lying or not. And then at the end of that discussion, they then decide if it's a truth or a lie, and the person who gave the statement will then say honestly what it is.
Right. So I'd like to point out.
Can I just point out one? Can I just say one thing? I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a comedist. So
I was about to say.
How on earth can I do this game?
We don't. We don't have a celebrity panel.
You don't need to be.
Yeah. We don't need to have a celebrity panel. It's not. It's not.
It's not a must-have.
Oh, okay, good.
Because
I won't be very good.
It was a celebrity.
Yeah, as a comedian as well.
I think you're quite funny. You make me laugh.
Well, I make you laugh.
And
don't make everyone else laugh.
And you're famous in this house.
True. That's true.
In Big Timmy's house. Technically, actually, our listeners know you. That gives you an element of fame.
Okay.
See, look at this. This is why I'm a podcast host. So I can totally do this. So as you've suggested this, would you like to take the first?
The first statement. Well, I'll use the one that I gave you as an example when pitching the idea ages ago. So my statement is: when I was 9, my teacher made me strip in front of everyone at school during assembly.
Now, was this to prove that the curtains match the drapes?
I don't know. I mean, it was the teacher that made me do it.
Yeah, but was it?
I didn't give a suggestion saying, "Hey, can I strip in front of everyone just to prove that
the curtains match the drapes?"
I have ginger pubes that everyone keeps saying, "Oh, do you have them?"
Like, you're like, I don't know what that means. can you elaborate? Well, you know, ginger pubes. Oh, yeah. Well, no, because you said the teacher
made you strip. Are you Tony the Tiger? Is it great?
You said your teacher made you strip. So maybe she was like, I want to see.
Now, strip!
Right, take it all off.
Just the trousers.
Just the trousers. I thought it was stripped completely.
No, it didn't stay stripped completely. It was just the top half. It wasn't the bottom half. I didn't get my dick out. I mean, this is a school assembly.
Well, that's it. I'm just if it actually did happen, I am just surprised that she got away with it, personally. And I'm just like, that's
maybe now she didn't, though. Maybe she was taken out by snipers afterwards or something.
Well, yeah, or given a disciplinary, at least.
I need to add that this is a bloke teacher, not a female teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, why do we immediately assume that it was a female?
That's true.
Men are monsters, like.
But still, I was like,
was it for a play?
It was for a
performance. I think it wasn't a major performance. It was kind of a small part that each class was doing. Every now and again, the classes would do something in front of the assembly, and with us, we did something. And I was basically a celebrity singer. And two groupies came up, ripped my shirt off, ran off, and then I then had to slowly walk off and leave assembly.
Because you were nude.
Yeah.
They were like, get out of here!
From the top up. We wanted to see penis.
Yeah. I should have ripped your trousers off, you dick. And you were like, oh, the public has spoken. I better leave. Sort of a bit weirded out by the entire thing. Was the male teacher into you or something?
I'd like to hope not. I've always been oblivious to the signs, so you know he could have been.
he's there giving you like chocolate covered strawberries,
stroking his nipples.
Yeah, take your shirt off like this. I'll show you. Now you take yours off. Now we rub nipples. That means he likes you.
So, it wasn't just you doing a show.
It wasn't
just like get David.
So you had other classes doing.
There was for this time it was just our class, and it wasn't just me. There was other people doing
ripping their clothes off. So
it was just me that took the top off, but it wasn't just a one man performance. They didn't go da 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 da.
And what was this in aid of?
It's just a just show.
Child.
What was the show called?
It didn't really have a particular name. It was just a show that they do every
now
and again.
Was it like an assembly where they would be like, well, the one teacher will tell us, or class would tell a story, and then it's like the next week somebody else tells a story or something like that?
In a sense, but it was more of like a short performance thing.
Yeah.
Which generally didn't make much sense.
Oh, I had to do that at one point.
What, get your shirt off?
Yeah, but it was my dickhead. It was just like, look at his tiny penis.
So, do you think it's a lie or a truth?
The worst thing is, I'm... See, it's not as dark as I thought it was going to be. So it kind of has an element of truth.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like some teachers like ripping your clothes
off. Yeah, today. Literally.
And being like, I love this boy.
A traumatizing moment.
Yeah. And you've only just told us about it because you've only just remembered it.
You had a nightmare the other night. It was, oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't take my clothes off. Don't read from the list.
And that's why you won't let me take your clothes off on stage anymore. I'm going to say it's...
I don't know.
I'll say it's true.
I think it might be true, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid to tell you, it's the truth.
Yay!
Because it was actually the teacher with your clothes off and forcing you to touch his nipples.
I did. I did have my teacher suggest to me in a little play to get my top off.
Okay.
There you go.
And what singer were you meant to be?
Just a singer. I think they ended up playing Beatles music behind it.
Oh, okay.
And lots of cheering people.
What was the point in the story where it's like, and then his clothes got ripped off?
I think it was because he liked my sense of humour, and so he thought it would be funny.
Okay.
I panicked that I was meant to just hold my nips and then slowly sidestep off.
But instead,
I was in front of everyone, and yeah. I just went. Boom! Just bolted. And I stopped right at the exit and thought, crap, I need to slowly walk off. And that's where I slowly walked off.
That's what I mean.
And my teacher was like, oh. I was like, you just wanted to see me naked in here.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I do have... I think the police... Myself and the police have several questions for that teacher, though.
Or the band.
Yeah. Sting's going to be there like, I demand answers! Why did you take that boy's shirt off?
He could be in our next music video.
It's never going to get old, but... Yeah. No,
it's going to be a running joke.
Yo! Yo!
So, who's next?
I can go next. So, when I was very young, my mum was enrolled me in the sort of like play school, like, you know, sort of like kindergarten thing, I guess you'd call it now. And we went on a trip to a sort of, I guess, like a petting zoo type thing or some sort of activity for young children. And my mum was asked by the other parents to go and get some ice creams, and she said, keep an eye on Tim, and basically I shat up a tree.
Right. Okay, so we went from young age in kindergarten
going
on a trip, possible.
I forgot that I was supposed to just give a quick short story and I'm going in for the entire thing.
So we went from kindergarten kid going on a trip, possible zoo type place. You were offered ice cream, so you shat up a tree.
My mum was told to go get ice cream.
Was it like a trigger word?
Yeah.
Would you like ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was this place?
I can't remember. Because I was very young at the time.
Right.
But I know that I shat up a tree.
How old were you?
I must have been... Oh, God. It's probably more like two or three years old.
Was it just family, or were you a group of friends, or...?
It was a big group of, like, the play school had gone out.
Okay, so this is the whole play school. Okay.
And I... Yeah.
Okay, so the whole play school went up there, and they got to see you shit up a tree.
Yeah.
I mean, did you take your pants down?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a key thing, wouldn't it?
I think...
Did it burst a hole as it came out?
Rocket ass.
Well, maybe because you had your pants on, it had nowhere to go, so it just pushed upwards, didn't it? It's like a fountain.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure that would work like that. But no.
Depends on the pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think what happened is my mum got back with the ice creams, and I was sort of running around, just like, and she was like, "What the hell, guys?" And they were all like, "Sorry, not a problem." And then I was like, "I need to poop." And my mum was just like, "There's a tree there."
So your mum instigated this.
Yes. just in case there's a Statue of Limitations on this. Yes, it's all my mum's fault. And then sort of pulled my trousers down, and I just went, and instead of it coming out as just a poo, it just sprayed.
So were there not toilets at this place?
There would have been, but I think because my mum said, "Watch, can somebody keep an eye on Tim?" And the other parents saw that I needed to go for a shit and just went, "Let's ignore him."
What lovely parents.
Wonderful yeah. people. We only care for our own children.
Yeah.
Literally.
Our own
kind. Wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
So what then happened afterwards? We've established you've pooped up this tree. Was like security called? Did they clean it? Did you at least clean
did you
yourself?
It down?
Or did you just put your trousers back up and carry on as normal?
Well, I think as a toddler, I wasn't going to get hanky and be like, "Let's clean this tree, guys."
All the other parents were ignoring, yeah, so...
I think it was pretty much just like...
There weren't any animals watching, were there?
The squirrel was just going...
Yeah, there was a squirrel on the tree that just keeps coming.
Like, dripping off him.
He just falls out of the tree dead. Nigel died doing what he loved, getting covered in shit.
Well, while you're there, pick up the nuts.
Give him a wash first. nutty. I don't know. I could not answer that. question.
So it's a vague memory
like,
that you had.
I like the fact that it's just like this idea that like I'm there with tissues, like wiping the tree. Come on, guys!
Everyone's just why didn't say you cleaned it? Did anyone wipe you down or anything?
Oh, my mum wiped me down. I'm assuming. I'd like to hope my mum wiped me down.
I would have thought so.
Just travelled home, just still mess.
Wow.
I've got plenty more stories like that, so... yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can gather what it is because I gave way too many details.
No, doesn't always. I know.
Yes, you do.
I know.
Shit, I should have picked a different story.
I know this one.
I think go by that one, I'm going to say truth.
Yes.
It was very much a true story. And I regret now telling it because I now need to think of one that you don't know. The worst thing is, all my embarrassing stories, most of which probably involve the similar thing. It's just me shitting up various things. Oh, I did. That reminds me of a dream I had once where like we were at this little play park thing and I got stuck there and I had to poop and bury the poop in the playground, but that was only a dream. It wasn't a real, it didn't really happen. Or did it?
Ooh.
Is it a lie or true?
Do you have one or do
Is
you want
any you can think of?
Possibly. We'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be, I was in year two, so I was probably 7, 8, and I was running in the playground, and we were playing tag, and then someone tripped me over and made me break my arm.
Okay. So were you friends with this person to begin with? Was it a random? Was it a bully?
I think it was just an accident.
Okay.
All I'd hope to think it was an accident.
It wasn't someone you knew.
Well, I knew most of the people in the, because obviously you get separate times for playground time.
Yeah.
So all in, there was obviously we had two classes go up, so obviously I knew.
They didn't look shifty in any way, like they were trying to plan this.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I was looking.
Do I know them?
No.
You didn't have like toddler mafia there or something?
No. Well, possibly.
So what
there's
was
always
it?
A mafia.
There's always there was a certain group of people.
So what was the game that you were playing? Was it just tag?
Just tag. I got caught. So I was it person.
Okay.
And someone was like, let's mess you up. Send a message to the other people
that are
it.
Could be.
We are the only winners in tag. Yeah.
Like, we're the people that aren't getting tagged, I guess. Or
what was the name of the school?
Broadwater.
Oh, so it was around this way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Our neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
A little hint to where we live. We need to move now.
Before the mafia come.
Yeah, they'll be like, we're going to
tag
you.
I know this person. I know this person.
Oh, are they still in the area then?
No, they're not actually.
I was going to say, we should send them a horse's head.
No,
like,
they're
what's
not.
His horse
actually,
head for?
Actually, I think one of them is. Oh no, she wasn't there at the time. No.
Which arm did you break?
My left.
And your left arm.
Can you just wiggle your left arm around a lot?
It's not still broken.
I'm just making sure.
It's still intact. It's still in
there might
piece.
Be a way that we can inspect her arm.
So normally when you're a kid and you break a bone, fortunately, that never happened to me. But you normally get it in a cast and everyone starts drawing on it. Did they do that with you? Or
yes.
Was it just like death threats?
No, I haven't.
So you have a horse's head drawn on your...
I think I probably had a horse,
men,
at least.
Was it stick men like tripping you, another stick person? Up, was
Hangman. Hangman was on there, I think.
I've never broke a bone. Oh, that could have been one I should have done. Shit.
Oh, lie.
You're guys.
I can't think of any because I think I know. I think I might know. The worst thing is, it's one of those things where I'm like, there's a lot of events surrounding that time, so now I'm sort of thinking, could that be it?
So you're happy? You got any more questions? Or I think I don't think there's much you can pry with that one.
No. Did you ever get revenge?
No.
Did you call a hit on them, drive by?
No.
Dang it.
You went to the year two Yakuza.
Oh, my kneecap.
Year two Yakuza, and they were like, you come to me at my sister's christening. I reckon oh, go on, you go first.
I mean, I'm just normally thinking in things where it's like, if we've had two truths, then maybe. But I'm thinking we've had a ring of truth, so I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true as well.
Correct.
Correct. Oh, look at that. Three truths. Possibly mine was the most embarrassing. Maybe should have gone for a less embarrassing story, but...
High pressure blast of a tree.
Pressure blast.
See, now I don't know what to pick now because we've had a ring of truths. Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, yeah. I once pretended to have sex with a teddy bear to confuse my brother outside my room.
I mean, I'm going to say it's true.
just instantly.
And just because I know you.
How old were you at this time?
How old was I?
18. It was the other week when he came over to visit.
14?
Okay.
Right, so that is... That's the kind of thing you would do at 14.
Thing at 14, yes.
Was the teddy bear male or female?
Hermaphrodite? It didn't have either parts. No, hermaphrodite's both parts, isn't it? No, it's whatever the other one is.
Asexual? No.
Just genderless.
Yeah, genderless.
Yeah, genderless, that would
But do. It had a shocked expression.
But did you give it a... Did you assign it a gender? Were you like, this is female?
Did you call it a name?
I just went... didn't really give it a name.
I think God, you didn't have any feelings for this teddy? You just went for it?
No, I just used it.
Used and abused, yeah.
Did the teddy join the hashtag me too? He asked me.
Afraid not. I don't think... that was even a thing back then.
Statute of Limitations is still open, but if you could get done for this.
He would have been there a while for using dial-ups.
Why were you doing
this? Yeah, what
just
made you...
why, I guess, is the main question.
My brother was outside my room.
Why was he there in the first place?
I think he was running a bath or something, and he...
Outside your room?
You guys won't... The listeners won't be able to see what I'm doing.
He's doing hand movements right now.
Yeah, I'm doing hands. So there's a box here, there's my room, and then you got the door there. Right. There's my room, there's the door. And you've got, like, a corridor on this part, and there's a bath there. So...
So the bathroom's next to your...
His room's like this end of the corridor.
The far end of the corridor. Hello, cat.
He was on the far end.
Hello.
And he was kind of just pottering in and out, making sure the bath wasn't, I don't know, too hot or something.
And you were like,
I saw you there. So I thought...
The best way to make him feel uncomfortable.
Literally.
Did you finish?
No. He did come into the room and go... David, shut up.
As he should.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a grasp. Were you actually doing the teddy, or were you just making noises? Or were you literally like, I better make this real and hump it?
Oh, I tried to make it somewhat real. It was dry humping, though. with noises, loud noises.
Did you get a chub?
Yeah, well, sure, why not?
Ew.
And the teddy bear had a shocked expression.
That's why Milo's biting you, because he's just like, I've had enough, and his ears now turned up. It's really bizarre. Is he holding hands with you?
Yeah,
I wouldn't hold hands with him. Apparently, he hugs teddy bears. He's looking at you like, oh, what the fuck?
Instantly moves away.
You are a comedic genius. Nah, love you, buddy. You gonna get down? No.
Oh,
careful.
Headbutted the laptop.
He's right in front of the mic. He's going to start licking himself. He's desperate to be Instagram famous. That's the problem. I mean, I'm trying to think of questions, but it's just like too disturbing. So, did anyone ever talk to you about it afterwards? Did your mum sit you down and say, Dave, we don't do that to Teddy? Because Teddy does not want that.
It didn't get any sort of fame, no. I think there was... I think word must have possibly got round in school at some point. My brother might have mentioned it, because I remember one of his friends saying...
You fucked a teddy.
I fucked a teddy.
Of course. Because how could you not meant... Have you spoken to anyone about this, ever?
No, not even a psychiatrist.
You might want to.
It's a very hard thing to talk about.
Yeah, I bet
in some ways.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you reckon?
I don't know. Actually, I have no idea.
The thing is, he's. I don't think he's that demented, but he was a teenager.
Yeah.
When you're a teenager,
silly things happen when you're teenagers.
You'll do anything. And everything.
That is true.
Go false.
Yeah, part of me thinks it might be false, to be honest. But then part of me wants to think it's true, because it's just funny.
Part of me wants to believe it's true, but part of me thinking it's false because...
Like, how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to admit that.
He wouldn't openly come out to that.
I don't think
especially
he would.
On a podcast.
Yeah, anyone else can hear it.
Yeah. It's too. There's a psychotic element to it where you're like, I'm gonna hump this teddy bear. I'm going false.
Yeah, I think I might go false too.
He's looking. He's smirking.
Well, you obviously don't know me because it's true.
Oh my god, you're fucking wrong, man.
God damn it.
Right, okay. Wow. I'm not letting you near our plushies anymore. You're sitting outside next time.
Keep the puppets away.
Yeah.
Milo, you might want to move, mate. You're furry enough to get him up. Get him going. Alright. I've got another one. Alright, so... I hope to God this person doesn't listen to this, because it's going to be really bad. We used to have house parties every so often. My brother's friends would come over, and at one of the house parties, obviously a teenage Tim drank a bit too much, and he vomited in somebody's boots, and he didn't tell them the next day. And then he tried to pass it off on somebody else when the person went to put their shoes on the next day, their boots on the next day.
Oh. So, is that it? Or?
That is the story, okay. Yeah.
So you had a bit of a guilt moment then.
It's a bit of a... It's embarrassing because I know the guy still, and occasionally, like...
Is this the victim?
The victim, yeah.
Did he put his whole foot in it, ankle deep?
Yeah. And it was like...
And he didn't pull out the moment his toes touched. He just carried on going.
It was one of those things where you sort of like... You sort of hung over sort of thing. And it wasn't like I'd filled the boot up.
Okay.
I just puked in the boot.
So it's just a little puddle.
Yeah, so he put his foot in and was like, what is that? And I was just like, oh, so-and-so was...
like that, the guilty party immediately says, oh, actually, it was this person.
Well, I said I thought I saw so-and-so around the shoe, the boot, the suit, the shoe sort of, like, where people left their shoes.
And what then ensued afterwards?
He was just like, because the other guy had already gone home, so he was like, motherfucker, and then just went on.
Did he keep his shoe on?
No, he took it off.
Okay. He didn't keep it on this entire time.
He took it off and rinsed it out, and then he had to go home with, like, his boots were all, like which is never a pleasant thing. I know his... I mean, technically, he only had to... Well, he actually had to walk halfway across the village because he was in the top end of the village and we live in the sort of... We live the other end, basically. So he had to go up all this way.
In his stodgy shoes.
And when I finally went to a party around his house and I realised how far it was, I felt even worse. I was like, oh God. I sort of don't want to mention who took me to that party because that person will definitely know. I guess I could say it and then just bleep it out.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, I'll just leave it. Yeah.
How much do you drink at this party?
I mean, it probably wasn't that much, but I remember there was...
Were you mixing your drinks?
Oh, yeah. It's not like I was probably drinking...
So you did like Red Bull and WKD?
I used to drink a lot of beer, like lager back in the day. I wasn't really onto ales and stuff like that. I'd drink like Carlsberg and
Carling. Fosters.
Try not to drink Carling because it tastes like piss. Fosters. There may have been some spirits going around. Guinness.
Kind of Guinness. A spirit, yeah.
Well, no, I just thought of Guinness. Dick. So yeah, it was sort of like. I wasn't necessarily mixing drinks, but I might have had just like, I might have just been like drinking too fast.
Not eating any food.
No, because I think at that point my parents were, it was a party when my parents were away.
Were there any games at this party, or was it just sit around and get drunk?
Most of the time at those sort of events, we would just drink and listen to music and talk.
How old were you again?
I was probably about... It was probably about 15, maybe 14, 15 sort of thing.
Okay.
It's not like I was...
So you're all underage. So you're all breaking the law in this party.
Oh, no, hang on. I might have been closer to... It might have been like 15, 16. Okay. Because I think my brother was at college at that point. So it was like a sort of party where people came back together... after being away. So, you know, you sort of like, they're all like too busy with each other and I could just go and pick up cans of lager from everyone's stashes and and get hammered. And yeah, again, like drank.
And where was your sister in all of this?
My sister was probably running around doing housework. She tended to do that at parties. She'd like sort of tidy and clean up after people, although around that age she might have been hanging out with people. I can't remember. To be honest, I was a little busy being completely wrecked at the time. It's one of those things as well where you're just like, I'm gonna go get some air, and you sort of stand outside for a few seconds and you're like, time to go back to drinking, and you just like start getting hammered. But yeah, it wasn't that much bad though. Looking at me like...
So what do you think?
I think it's true.
Yeah, I think the way that he's been going on for ages and he was afraid for his friend as well, I think it's true.
It's true.
It's false.
Oh! Did it very well.
The actual story was...
Was true. It was a true... most of it was true, but something was slightly different.
Some of it was slightly different. It wasn't that I was sick.
It was a very subtle lie.
What happened was... it's when we first got our kitten Sabbath.
Yeah, I had a feeling, and I was like, Sabbath must have been around.
Sabbath crawled, like, a few of us were in the bedroom. We were keeping him in the bedroom.
That's it. I was like, I've heard this story
before. A few of us went up and sat there, and this guy, Ben, came in, and I can say his name because he knows what happened. He took his boots off and put them on the floor, and Sabbath crawled inside and took a massive shit, and then crawled back out, and then was came to sleep, came to bed with me, and the next morning Ben put his shoe on and just had cat poo.
And yeah, I thought I recognised it. And I was like,
he's like, I'd eat that kitten, but
so he didn't.
He's so adorable.
Tim didn't vomit in a shoe and blame it on his friend. It was actually a cat pooping in a shoe and blaming it on his friend.
I was like, it wasn't me shitting in the shoe. it was me shitting in the shoe, and I blamed it on the cat. I was like, oh yeah, it wasn't me. He's like, this is a lot of poop for a little kitten. Actually, he said that, so it could have been me. Alright, we'll put a pin in it here. And
so we only had one lie, that one, right? That's the problem. When you add a ring of truth, so you're like, now it's obvious if it's a lie.
Yeah,
that's
it.
What do I pick?
That's why I went for the lie, because I was like, it's got to be. But yeah, well, I hope you enjoyed all that, and don't forget to do all that social media rubbish with us. Facebook, Twitter, follow me on Instagram at BigTimmy87.
I guess. Yeah, you should know.
You should know.
You're not asking us.
I don't know. It's you my
made
Instagram.
It.
And yeah, let us know how you feel, guys, and I'll catch you cool cats next time.
You took my ending.
That's going to be my next lie, but like, my next thing. I took my friend's catchphrase. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm Louis Armstrong.
Get out of my house.